Sally, it's Mr. Cordell again. You're the executive director of the country. You was dealing with this case, so tell me that you didn't also know this. That Robert Tataylor, yeah, in 2014 when you was putting this application on me, another person, another member of the public, put in a complaint against him that he's been and that he's held him in his house illegally, that he's been involved in a sex scandal as well. I was reading the internet yesterday because I found his name and your expenses and how much money you charge, yeah, for your and how much he charges on your £37 an hour or whatever for all of this that you're doing to us, yeah. And then I noticed I was checking his name and I wrote Bristol Spotlight, all one word, Bristol Spotlight, all one word, .co.uk. And then Robert Taylor's up there. Yeah, I put an MG2 into you in my Article 6, the right to a fair trial, which is in my response bundle. And I've got in all my emails, kept sending it to my solicitor firms and that. Yeah, and in my MG11, I asked for all MG2, all information on police officers, and MG3, MG4, I asked for all of the MG family. And MG2, I believe, is the one that tells me who, whether a police officer or any person dealing with my case has a criminal allegations going against him or disciplinary, or tells me whether there have been any remand warnings or anything. And you've not gave me that information, knowing that this would help me walk away from my case when I've asked you from it, Sally. And you're the executive director. You knew there was no signatures. Sally, I'm screwing. I want you in prison, Sally, for what you've done to me. Sally, I want you in prison. I'm going to go and I'm going to put a statement down at the police station with my report, Sally. I'm coming to sort this out, Sally. I want to be released at my house. You're holding me hostage the same as what you've done to this other boy, and you knew all about it. Yeah, this is out of order, Sally.